With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration is canceling more student loan debt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The administration this week is canceling $1.2 billion worth of student loans for some 153,000 people. This latest round of loan forgiveness applies to people enrolled in a debt relief program and covers those who borrowed $12,000 or less who have been repaying the money for at least 10 years. That program was introduced last year after the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's original student debt relief program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Video surfaces purportedly showing illegal immigrants attacking NYPD officers again, this time at the taxpayer-funded Randall's Island shelter.
The confrontation between NYPD officers and illegal immigrants at the shelter in New York City last week resulted in one man being arrested and escorted off the premises. The event was just the latest in a string of violent incidents in recent weeks involving illegal immigrants in New York City. The violent incidents have prompted New York's Democrat governor, Kathy Hochul, to call for deportations for the first time. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Harvard University has condemned what it called a flagrant anti-Semitic cartoon posted on social media by student and faculty groups that advocate for Palestinian liberation. Harvard's undergraduate Palestinian Solidarity Committee took responsibility, apologizing for what it acknowledged as an anti-Semitic trope and blaming it on ignorance and a lack of oversight. The Harvard faculty and staff for Justice in Palestine also apologized, saying it's contrary to their values. The image was removed, but not before it prompted a storm of criticism that Harvard isn't doing enough to protect its Jewish community. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 48 points. This is SRN News. The federal government is spending taxpayer dollars to change college biology classes.
The National Science Foundation is giving nearly $1 million to several universities so they can develop so-called inclusive undergraduate biology courses because current offerings, quote, inaccurately categorize sex and gender as binary. The NSF says if college professors try to tell young people that science defines only two genders, male and female, this will make transgender students uncomfortable. Critics say the grant will undermine science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A freelance journalist based in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is facing up to 5 years in prison for allegedly threatening to kill every Jew in the city. Jeffrey Stevens, who's charged with posting threats using interstate communications, also told the FBI he wanted to shoot all pro-Israel government officials. He was first reported to lawmen after multiple Facebook posts. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks ended mostly mixed on Wall Street after a listless day of trading. Weakness in technology shares weighed in on the NASDAQ, which ended 0.3% lower. Palo Alto Networks sank more than 28%. The network security company forecast billings that came in well below what analysts were looking for. Amazon rose following news that it would be added to the Dow. Walgreens Boots Alliance, which is leaving the Dow, fell. The Dow was up 48 points to close at 38,612. The NASDAQ lost 50 points to 15,580. The S&P 500 gained 6 to 4,981. New York oil rose 87 cents to $77.91 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.